is still the Lord. And you know, you can do something much nicer. And let it fall over your shoulder. And then you can pray.
And that's very nice. That's very nice. But if it is so painful, you see, the way you can, you know, follow me. Let me show you the beginning.
that you see something in nature rising before you. And don't look this way. There's a certain straight form. Everything was fine. It was excellent. But now, and I want you also to have a kind of a salutation to yourself. One movement. One movement where you say, oh, the Son of God is shining in the Bible. But you will not look only with a kind of horror. And you shall look one moment prayerfully at the Son, and then you will go back to yourself. Come on,
thank you.
In Carmel, we have not the call. So, Mr. Zweig doesn't want to cut it. So we have to linger here longer on the stage. You go now to her. Let's try something. Would you play that with
Visage Triste? Visage Triste.
Thank you. Oh, Rampisse l'ampore.
The other night, very many kind people came to me, congratulating me to the excellent performance of L'Enfant Prodigue, or rather, of the whole concert, which went so well. But I want you to applaud with me the men without whose wonderful musical guidance we never would have achieved what we did, Fritz Zweig. Also, I don't want to forget to thank Karl Zitowski, who helped me in a very excellent way to change excellent singers into good actors and actresses. He taught them to walk, to dance, to sit down, to get up gracefully. He taught them to weep and to laugh, to faint and to die. And in doing so, quite involuntarily, he taught them to fall a little bit in love with him. Because I have watched the shining eyes of all the girls the other day when he sang so beautifully the aria of Marx in Freischütz. Thank you, Karl, and bravo.